Among the handful of reporters assigned to cover the beaches on D-Day was Charles Collingwood. He carried with him a large, primitive tape recorder. CBS was for the first time allowing recorded reports to be broadcast to listeners back home. His taped account from Utah Beach aired 2 days later. Collingwood arrived at Utah after the first wave had come ashore. Here, he describes the continuing German shell fire from a small craft loaded with explosives.
We are on the beach today, on D-Day. We've just come in. We caught a ride in a small boat which came in from our LST loaded with 1,000 pounds of TNT. Half a ton of high explosive on this beach, which is still under considerable enemy gunfire. These boys are apparently having a pretty tough time in here on the beaches. It's not very pleasant. It's exposed, and it must have been a rugged fight to get it. Further up the beach, there's a fire which has apparently just been started by enemy shelling. It's maybe a quarter of a mile up from us. At the moment, there's no shelling in our immediate vicinity, although when we first beached our little LCVP about 100 yards down the beach, German 88s were kicking up big clouds of sand as they shelled our positions down there, and you can still see some smoke drifting off from it.